1. Zrush Yudches of the Beis HaLevi. The Yalkut Parshas Kisisa Isa V'Zeleshona Mehechanot Al Moshe Karni Ahod. In the Yalkut it says that Moshe's face was shining and asks, where did Moshe receive that Karni Ahod from? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachman Amar Kisha Moshe Kasa V'Satora Nishtaya B'Kul Moskima V'Avira Al Rosho Misham Nasa Lo Karni Ahod. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachman says that Moshe, when Moshe wrote the Torah, he had a little bit left in his pen, a little bit of ink left, and he wiped it on his head, and from there he received the Karni Ahod. All that hod was just from the reward. Avo hakeren kayemes, the principle will remain for him. Okishayitlu atzadikim scharan, when all the tzadikim will get their schar for the Torah that they learned. Yitol gamhu, Moshe Rabbeinu will also get his schar. Shenemar hinei Hashem elokim bechazak yavoh zro Moshe lalo hinei scharo ito ufulaso lefanav. Ad kan l'shan hayalkut. So the Yalkut quotes the pasuk to say that Hashem will come with his strength, and his chayr will be with him. Says the Beis HaLevi, V'nei divrei ha-medrash halalu muflam me'od sasam v'chasam mi'amod besodo. The words of the medrash are very wondrous and very difficult to understand. V'rak amarnu l'farsha b'derech hadrush l'hazbir bo k'tzas. We want to explain it in a way that we'll get something out of it. Gam yesh l'haven, we should also need to understand ma'adam asayim, the kishayitlu kol hatzadikim schara, that when all the tzadikim get their schara, yitol gam hu, Moshe Rabbeinu will also get his schara. Muflam ha'od, very wondrous, d'chi tzarech loma de Moshe Rabbeinu yitol schara la'asid. Is it necessary to say that Moshe Rabbeinu will get his schara in the future, kishari hatzadikim? Well, the other tzadikim will get schara, mayash min and ha'medrash b'zeh. What's the chiddush that the medrash is teaching us that Moshe Rabbeinu will also get schara? V'nei, ha'pasuk amar, u'moshe lo yada kikaran orpana v'dabiro ito. Doesn't the pasuk, the Moshe didn't know that he had this shine on his face. Mashmos pshat hakasav nira, dalidei zeh shedibir imo zochel karni ahod. It sounds like from the pasuk that because Hashem spoke with him, he received the karni ahod. Dalidei dibiro imo karan orpanav. And through the speaking with Hashem, that's caused his face to shine. Levad lefi hanira, eino oso v'inyan shemirames lo hamedrash. And it seems from the Medrash that it had nothing to do with Hashem speaking to Moshe. It seems to do with some ink that was wiped on Moshe's head. You need to understand from the pasuk itself. Many times Hashem had spoken to Moshe in the past. In the pasuk it sounds like that Moshe received the Karni Ahod because Hashem spoke with him. But Hashem had spoken with him many times, not just now. So why all of a sudden now did he get the Karni Ahod? And from the Medrash, from the Yalkut, it sounds like he got the Karni Ahod from the ink on the pen. Od Esau b'Yalkut, also it says in the Yalkut Parshas Ki Esau Pasuk, on the Pasuk Vehi Kasher Karav Moshe L'machane. And Moshe came to the camp holding the Luchos, and he realized that, and he saw what they were doing with the Egel. Mistakel Moshe b'Luchos, it says he looked at the Luchos, V'ra'ak Sav Sheben Poreach, he saw the letters flying off the Luchos, V'chavdu Alidei Moshe, so the Luchos became very heavy on the hands of Moshe, V'naflu miyado v'nishbiru, and they fell from his hands and they broke. V'yesh l'haven, you need to understand Kavanaso, the pshat, mahu zeh shapach mehen haksav. What does it mean the letters flew off? V'gam yesh lavan hakavana ma da'amar denasu kveidim al yado. What does it mean that now the luchos became heavy? Why if the ksav flies off, the luchos become heavy? Hine b'medrash parshas ki sisa l'apasa ksav l'chos ha'dvarim ha'ela ki al pi ha'dvarim ha'ela karati yitocha pris v'm Yisrael. It says in the pasuk that Hashem told Moshe to write these words because al pi ha'dvarim ha'ela, through these words, karati yitocha pris with the Yidden. Visa b'medrash rabba, the medrash rabba says, v'zalashon echtov lo rubei torasi k'mo zor nechshavo. Should I write the, if I would write the most of the Torah, then they would be like strangers. V'shashon nigla kadosh baruch hu b'sinai lita in Torah, when Hashem revealed himself in Sinai to give the Torah, amar l'moshe al ha-seder, he said to Moshe, in order, mikra, mishnah, v'talmud, v'agadah, sh'nema v'edaber elokim, eis ko ha-devarim ha'ela lemar. He spoke to him everything. Afilo Masha Talmud Vasik Shoel L'Rab. Even what the Talmud in the is very smart will ask his Rebbe. Even that was said at Har Sinai. V'amale Moshe Echtov Osa Lahem B'Ksav. Moshe said to Hashem, "Let me write this all down." Amale Lo, don't write it down. Nishagoli Lefanai Shasi Demu Masolam Lishlot Bahem. The guy will rule over the Jews. V'lito Osam Him, and they'll take it away from them if it's written down. So therefore it shouldn't be written down. Ela ha-mikra ni nosein b'ksav. I only give the Psukim, Piksav, the Torah, the Mishnah, the Talmud, the God, and Inosim, and Baal Peh. Everything else is Baal Peh. Shem Yavol Masoron, Vishtabdu Behen. If the Goyim will subjugate the Jews, they won't get it. Adikam Lashon HaMedrash. V'madnu Mimenu. And we learn from this. The Mishamachi lo nitan akol Piksav. That's why the whole Mishnah and Gemara was not written Piksav. Mishem Sheum Asolim Hayonothan Osa. The Goyim would take it. Gam Kainu Kamosha Reino Achakach. As we've seen afterwards, Mimitalmai Shatiku Lema Taira Shabiksav. That they copied over the Torah Shabiksav. Veloha Yisrael Madoan Mehan. And the Jews would not be separate from the Goyim if we would both have it, the same Torah. Mishamachi nasan baal peh. That's why the Mishnah and Gemara is given baal peh. Shelo yikav lo osam mehem. That the Goyim should not be able to get it from the Jews. V'yishar el Yisrael mevdol mehen, and the Yidden will remain separated from them. Kamo she'anachnu ra'om at, as we see now, b'chush, the ikar amavda ben Yisrael amos olam hu rak hach the Torah shebaal peh. It's only the Torah shebaal peh that distinguishes us from the Goyim. V'samchu d'rashasam al pasak, and there's a smicha on this pasak, and k'sav l'chas ha'dvar ma'ela zu Torah shebiksav. Right, the Torah shebiksav. To exclude everything else. Ki al pi advar ma'elek, to the things that are al peh, ha'inosh ha'ba al peh, karati itcha bris, that's Yisrael. To that I have cut a bris with the Yidden. V'zeo gam ken kavanas ha'gemar b'mesachas gittin, that's what the Gemara means in Mesachas gittin. Daf samacham Rabbi Yochanan lakaras ha'gadosh baruch ha'bris in Yisrael, Hashem did not cut a bris with the Yidden, ela b'shvil dvar m'sha'ba al peh, sh'nema, ki al pi advar ma'elek, karati itcha bris, that's Yisrael. This is the ikar that distinguishes us from the Goyim. This reason makes sense when we're in Golas. That the Goyim will rule over us, they'll take it from us. And in Bavel we needed to be distinguished from the Goyim. This makes sense on the second Luchos, because after the first Luchos were broken, it was exam the Yidden to be in Golas, if they would sin again. Before the Luchos Rishonos were broken, it says, if the first Luchos weren't broken, no nation would be able to rule over us. Choras ala luchos. Chiras, we would have been free. Vim kein b'sha'as nesinas luchos harishon. At the time the first luchos were given, then everything could have been written down. Uvem es ha'dach pasuk t'chsov luchos advarm ha'ele, ki alpi advarm ha'ele, karat itcha bris ves Yisrael. That pasuk, we distinguish between the Torah shebiksav and the Torah shebaal peh. Me'ach pasuk Torah shemedrash ha'mishna v'talmud. By God, all these extra things, mukhrech nios baal peh, they have to be baal peh, v'chim zechaz gittin, darash miach pasuk, the dvarim shebaal peh, things that were given over baal peh, iyata reshe lomer b'ksav, you're not allowed to write them down, arei kasu b'parshas kisi, so that pasuk appears in parshas kisi, so achar ma'isa ha'egel, after the sin of the egel. V'gashen nesrat zalit en luchos ha'shnios, amar lo pasuk zeh, when Hashem agreed to give the second luchos, that's when this pasuk was stated. V'vadei nira mizeh, mukhrech lomer, and therefore, we can prove. It can be proven to say that the Barishonim haya kol b'ksav. In the first luchas, everything was written down. The kol mashat Talmud v'asik asad l'chadish. Anything that any Talmud would be mechadish haya hakol nechta v'al luchas. Everything was written on the luchas al deksav elokim with the script of Hashem shaya b'neis, which was all b'neis k'mo mem v'samach shabluchos. As the Gemara says, the b'neis hayu omden, mem v'samach were standing with the neis k'mo chen haya aleim. B'neis called Torah Shebaal Peh. Also, the entire Torah Shebaal Peh was on the Luchos B'neis. V'ayin Yivir Yerushal Mishkalim, Perek Vav, Mizem Mizem K'suvim, V'ay Pasuk Kosov Gabe Luchos Rishonim, that Pasuk is my first Luchos, Chanina Ben Achi Rabbi Yerushua, Omer, Bein Kol Dibur V'Dibur, between each Dibur, Dikduke V'Osi Yoshal Torah, all the details of the intricacies of the Torah. Ari Lehedya, Da'kol Yakosov Bohem, everything was written on the Luchos Rishonos. V'ayin b'mesach HaShabbos v'am Rav Chista k'sav sh'b'luchos nikar mi'befnim v'nikar mi'bachutz. The k'sav and luchos you could read from both sides. Kigon. And the Gemara gives examples. Nevov, the word Nevov on the Luchos, if you look from the other side, it would look like Buven. If you see the word on the Luchos Bahar, you look on the other side, it would say Rahav. Suru Veris. Tafsa HaGemara Hani Shlosha Tevos. The Gemara picked these three words, She'enam klal ba'aseres ha'dibros. These words do not appear on the Aseres ha'dibros at all. Rak mishum d'chol ha'torah ha'yakasavim. Obviously the Gemara assumed that the entire Torah was written on the Luchos, and therefore the Gemara picked these words. Afterwards, when they sinned, v'nigzar galasim yechtuot, and they, it was decreed that they would go to the galas if they sinned more. Nitan lema mishnah v'atamot v'agada ba'al peh. Mishamatam damar b'medrash aniskalamal. Then it was nigzar to be ba'al peh, so then the rest of the Torah was not on the luchos, just the aseres adibros. V'zeh nuchal afarish. With this, we could explain how damar b'yalkaranal. And staka Moshe b'luchos v'ra aksav shebahem poreach. You saw the letters flying off. V'kavdu aide Moshe, and they became very heavy in Moshe's hands. Perish. What we have as the Torah Shebaal Peh now, Sheyakasav Bohem, it was written on the Luchos Rishonos, Parach Me'aleim. Those letters of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah and the Talmud, they flew off the Luchos, Me'aleim, all by themselves. Kevan de Me'ata Yishtabdu Bohem Ha'akam, since because of the Chet Ha'egel, now the Gaim will be able to rule over us. This cannot be given b'ksav anymore. V'yefsher shuv litim l'makol b'ksav. Now I can't be b'ksav anymore. V'nim tzedoz lo nishtayu b'yad Moshe. Then what was remaining in the hands of Moshe? Rak hach she b'ksav l'chuda. Just the Torah she b'ksav. V'lo haya etzlo Torah she b'al peh klal. No Torah she b'al peh. Ki parach v'alach lo. Everything flew off of b'al peh. Hare oz lo nimsar lo klal. So the Torah Shebaal Peh didn't have then. V'nisha etzlo rak hach b'ksav l'chuda. He just had the Torah Shebaal Peh. Mishmachi kavdu yidim al yado shal Moshe. Now the luchos became very heavy in the hands of Moshe. Ki ha Torah Shebaal Peh. If you have Torah Shebaal Peh and you don't have the Torah Shebaal Peh, yef shel lios b'shem ofen. You can't have it, you don't even have the Torah Shebaal Peh if you don't have the Torah Shebaal Peh. D'mi mefarish lanu, who will explain ma'u ha-tefillin? What is tefillin? Veich din ksivasim, how they need to be written. Veich osim tzitzis, now you make tzitzis. Uma priyat hada, and what is the priyat hada that we use on sukkos? Uvechol mitzvah, mitzvah, rabu aparatim v'adinim, shabba. There are many, many different details. Vasfekos, shaloneida, osan, and the things that are the doubtful things, that there's no way for us to know them. Rak al yidei, Torah Shebaal Peh. Vodare, a Torah Shebaal Peh, hu amal chazik, vashmiro al shabiksav. The Torah Shebaal Peh is what strengthens us, our keeping of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe, and the Ram B'chosh, as we can see with our own eyes, that kofrim b'Shebaal Peh, those who deny the existence of the Torah Shebaal Peh, ha'gam de b'fiyam ma'aminim of the Torah Shebaal Peh, even though they say they subscribe to the Torah Shebaal Peh, become welcome in his bani ma'asim, if you look what they're doing, ein maskil nekayim afilu miktsasa, they don't even do a little bit of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rav ma'alav l'gamri, they violate everything in the Torah Shebaal Peh. And why is that? Because they don't have the Torah Shebaal Peh to guard them. V'zah ha'san shamar medrash b'mliktsasa v'kavdu al yidei Moshe. Therefore, they became very heavy in Ishtabru. Ki haya davar habilti yafshel hachzik biyado, because now that's something that he can't hold in his hand. A Torah Shebaal Peh, without bidlo, Torah Shebaal Peh. The yafshel miskayim klal, he can't be miskayim at all. And therefore, in Ishtabru, therefore they broke. V'nekin kishen esponein b'psukim, when we look in the psukim, nira kemat mefurish lehedje b'posukim. It's almost explicit like this. Darei kamosh d'darash b'medrash hanal midichsev v'aydaber Hashem b'izkal advarim ha'eleh leimor. Hashem spoke to him all these words saying, Shema lo ha-kadosh baruch l'moshe b'sinai mikra mishnah halachos ha-god. Hashem told Moshe everything. Feel mashe tamad shayel l'rav, even what tamad will ask the rav. V'yotzel ha-emzem me'riboy. How did the Gemara know this? From the riboy of the words, because it says, d'chol ha-devarim. The mashmo kol ha-tayra kula. When it says, kol ha-devarim, means the entire Torah. Amar lavei kmo chein amar ha-kosev ha-nemar b'luchos rishonim. That's what the pasuk says about the luchos rishonim in Parshas Ekev. It says, "Vayitin Hashem ilay yishnilu haluchos, v'alehem kichol ha-devarim asher dibrei mochem bahar." Kichol ha-devarim. What's the kichol ha-devarim? Haredigam b'chsivas on shel haluchos. Amar. It says, "V'alehem on them was kichol ha-devarim." Amar kichol ha-devarim v'gam kein nisrabu b'chsivas and was written on the luchos. Gam mishnah v'tamad v'agada. Even all the mishnayos and the gemara and the agada. V'zavashenu yishalmi perek beis de per Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar v'alehem alehem va'alehem kol kichol devarim ha-devarim. These are extra letters and extra words to teach us to mimar b'mikra mishnah gemara v'agada afilu mashah talmud v'asagos l'chadish. Even what a keen talmud would ask. L'fnei rabo kvar ne'amar l'moshe b'sinai matam yesh davar shiyomar reze chodashu. As it says in Kohelet, there'll be something. You'll say, hey, this is a new thing. Nobody ever thought of this before. Meshiva chavir v'amalok kvar yalo lamim. This was already at Sinai. Harei lehed yin mehach kira devaleim gechol advarim da'ayri b'ksivas. And this is the description of the writing of the luchos. Shal luchos mar b'minei gam mishne v'talmud v'chol ator shabal peh. That everything was written on the luchos. V'rak gabi luchos shenios. The second luchos k'siv v'parashat k'siv v'psolach ha'shnei luchos avanim k'rishonim. Get another two stones. V'chasavti al luchos asa devarim asha hayu al haluchos ha'rishonim. I'll write for you what was on the Luchos. Not everything that was on the original Luchos, but rather I'll write for you on what was on the Luchos Asher Shibarta, what was on the Luchos that you broke, because when you broke it, all the Torah Shebaal Peh was gone. It was just the Torah Shebaal Peh. I will write on the Luchos Shnios whatever was on the Luchos at the moment before you broke it. That's how we touch the Pasuk. Amar lo sheyachsev yichtav lo osan advarim shehayu al Luchos harishonim be'eis sheshibro, at the time that he broke it. He didn't break. It wasn't on it. That wasn't on it when he broke it. They all flew away. Commotion in the spires, as explained. He wrote on the Luchos the Ten Commandments. Because he only wrote the Ten Commandments on the second Luchos. That's the klal of the Torah Shebiksav. And if you look in the Pesukim, you'll see the only time the Torah talks about writing the ten things is only when it's describing the second Luchos. You'll never find the Ten Commandments the Aseres HaDvarim were written on the Luchos Rishonos. The Bepashiki see some Rishonim Mizam Mizem Ksuvim. Says on the first Luchos, they were written, you could read them on both sides. And on the second Luchos, because on the second Luchos, there's only the Aseres HaDvarim. In Parshas Ekev, talking about the first Luchos, it says about the first Luchos, which means everything. It says, the same script of Michtav Elokim, Aseres HaDvarim, just the Ten Commandments. Dealing with the first Luchos, he spoke to them. Well, that's everybody agrees that Hashem said at Sinai the Aseres HaDvarim to the Bnei Israel. That's what he spoke to them. And he wrote them on the Luchos. He wrote one on the Luchos. Doesn't say what he wrote on Luchos. Reihach Aseres HaDvarim koi al ha'agodola. Since they heard it from Hashem, the Aseres HaDvarim, those things were, that's what he told them. And he wrote them on the Luchos, and on those Luchos were written much, much more than that, not just the Ten Commandments. The commission is well now, as was explained above. Ein bezer chadash al rus bezer kadosh fashas kiseitzei near misham raya berur lechalanal. And the Zohar also subscribes to this. V'nei al deizesh anitan lahem achakach bal peh. Because they were given Torah Shebaal Peh. This alo ba Yisrael ma'ila gedola yoser. Now this was very beneficial for the yidden to go up in madrigas to mikodem the chol Torah yaramos baluchos. Before, when the whole Torah was on the luchos, ha Yisrael vat Torah shnei anyanim. There were the Yidden and there was the Torah. Two separate things. Yisrael him amekayimim la Torah. The Yidden are the ones that keep what it says in the Torah. V'shomrim also and they guard it. V'hayu oz v'b'chinas kli shemunach ba Torah. So the Yidden are like a kli that the Torah rests in it. K'mar an HaKadosh, just like the Aron Kadosh shemunach ba Sefer Torah. So the Aron Kadosh holds the Sefer Torah and the Yidden are holding the Luchos. V'hu tashmish kedusha. So the Yidden are a tashmish of Kedusha. Aval achar kach t'nitin ha-Torah shebal peh. Now they have to learn it. Nimtza the Yisrael him bebchinas klaf shel Torah Shebaal Peh. Now the Yidden become the klaf that holds the writing. Ukemaymar akasuf kasvim aluach libecha. Write them on your heart. Ukemosha klaf shel Sefer Torah he etzem akedusha. So the klaf of the Sefer Torah is etzem kedusha velo tashmish. Da klaf akasuf shekasuf bo shneim biyachadim Sefer Torah. Because the klaf and what's written on it together, they become the Sefer Torah. Kemochin haTorah v'Yisrael. Once they have Torah Shebaal Peh, they have to learn, they have to memorize. Kula chad hu. They all become one. Amnam. But lo kol adam yuchal hasik kol Torah Shebaal Peh. Not everybody has the ability to absorb the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. Kmo shayu al luchos harishonim, as it was on the first luchos. Rak kol echad ve'echad zocha ba lefi madriga. So each and every one can only be zocha according to his madriga. Lefi giyason according to his toil b'Torah kedosha in the Torah, in the Holy Torah. Rak Moshe Rabbeinu hisig kol mashen nitan. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to absorb everything that is within human capability to absorb by Torah. He became the epitome of Kedushas Torah Shebaal Peh. Hayuksuvim Kala Tarsha Balpe. So just like on Luchos Rishonim was written the entire Shabalpe, Tarsha Balpe, Kamochinachagach, Hayuksuvim Berosh Shal Moshe. They all became written on the Rosh of Moshe. Kol Masha Nitam Ladam Rishus Lahasik, whatever person could obtain. But Tarsha Shabal Peh, Nimtza Sheitz Al Moshe Rabbeinu Chazer HaKol Kamosha Yemikodim Ashvir. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was like it was before the Luchos were broken. Raknitosef Lai Deze Od Milo Gedola. But now he was able to receive another madrega, a higher madrega. The betchila ayu ksuvim baluchos. First they were written on the luchos. Ve'achagach nichtavu bo uberoshan. Afterwards they were written on him and on his head. Vayin be'irvin ilmale lo neshavra luchos. Had the luchos not been broken, lo yotar mishtakachas mi Yisrael. The Torah wouldn't have been forgotten from the Yidden. Shenemar chorus al luchos. Engraved on the luchos. Kishahayu mistaklim baluchos. When they look at the luchos, yadu kol advarim. They would learn everything. Amash ayu nitzrach lem batara. What they would need it in the Torah, Vashikhan, the forgettingness, Belimud Hatayra, Nischad Shachakach. This all became later, after it was Nigzar that it had to be Baal Peh. But for Moshe Rabbeinu Chazar, can be called about. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was like before the Luchos were broken. Kedisa Mendush Rabbah, Kalad Bam Yom Hayalome Torah Vashokheach. For 40 days, when Moshe was on Isin, he was learning and forgetting. Vachakach Nitnan Lob Matana, it was given to him as a present. Zerik and Moshe Nizvay, that he as a present, he wouldn't forget it. V'nekol Abraham Yom Ispal Moshe Rabbeinu Sheitin Lahem Esar Torah Sheinus. For 40 days Moshe was davening, they should be given the Torah a second time. V'nestratza lo HaKadosh Baruch and Hashem agreed, V'amal Lopasol L'choshni L'chos Avonim V'alei Elai Ha'ar and come up the mountain, Echtov, and I will write, V'ayasav Moshe Lichtov HaKol. Moshe thought that the whole thing should be written. Moshe Hayu Barishon, like on the first Luchos, Moshe B'medrash HaNal, Shispal Moshe Alzev, Amar Echtov Osol Lahem, Sheyu Kulam B'Ksav Kimikolam, and write everything down, that the Yidden should have it all. B'Ksav, Yizku Kulam L'Madrega Rishona, as she will be Zechat to the first Madrega, and made the Menam Shokta, not to forget, Veshav Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, no. Shelo Yiten Lahem Kula B'Ksav, that time he's not giving everything B'Ksav, Rak Ksav L'cha Zeh Mikra, just the Mikra is being written. Avala Mishnah Va Talmud, you may add about Peh. Everything else has to be about Peh. V'zeh shimshil chazal b'dvarim d'nishtayah kima b'kulmas, that some ink was left in the kulmas, v'avir al-rosh, and he wiped it over his head. Ki hu heichin atzmo, because Moshe Rabbeinu prepared himself, v'rotza lichtov hakol, he wanted to write the whole Torah, the Mishnah and the Gemara, v'achar shakosav ha-mikra, and after he wrote the Mikra, if Siko Bemtza, Hashem stopped him, Bemtza Mavukasha, in the middle of what he wanted to do. V'lo inicho lichtov Yossi, didn't let him write the Mishnah and the Talmud. V'chos v'lanisha b'rosh shel Moshe, so Hashem took the rest of the ink in his pen, he wiped it on Moshe, and as if now everything's written on Moshe. V'lo aluchos, not on the luchos. V'mishamachi, k'moshe aluchos haya ziva mavik misofa l'matzofa. And the same way the luchos had a special shine to it that you could see from the other side of the world. Now that the ink was on Moshe's forehead, so now he shined. He became purified like the luchos. That the Medrash says a little bit of ink was left on the kulmas. Mishum, this feel like Rabbi Eliezer, Damer Ben Maseches Git, and Torah Ruba B'Ksav and Miyuta Baal Peh. That's because they feel like Rabbi Eliezer that most of the Torah is in the Ksav and just a little bit is Baal Peh. Therefore, only a little bit is left in the kulmas. Yoyin Sham, Mishum Achi Yamar Kima. That's why it says only a little bit of ink was left. V'zeo Gam Kain Bira Kasav. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Kikaran Arpana V'Dabro Ito. Now his face shone when he spoke to him. Da'yidesha Dibir Ito. Da'ainu HaTorah Shebaal Peh. This Torah Shebaal Peh that was put on his forehead, Karan or Panav, Gdivya Medrash Hanal. Now this piece would give you the impression that Moshe was writing on the Luchos, and we all know the pasuk said that Hashem wrote on the Luchos the Aseres HaDvarim. So Rabbi Trapper explained that after Hashem wrote the Aseres HaDibros on the Luchos, Moshe filled in with his own handwriting on the Luchos the rest of the Torah, and he wanted to continue with the Torah Shebaal Peh, and Hashem didn't let. And the second luchos nischad shatzar v'yigia gedola lahalomdim. Now, there was nischadish, a pain and a toil for those who want to learn. Chada, denisha nischadish lahem shikcha. Number one, now they're going to forget. Ukemoshe veinu le'el. Dilulon nishtabra luchos, had luchos not been broken, they'll made them veinam shokhan, they would learn and not forget. V'gam hareini tosef lahem tzar v'yigia. Now they have a lot of pain and toil alidei yitzara. Through the Yetzirah, I'm a Baal Belo Sam that confuses them, Gan Be'ish Dimudim, even when they're learning, tries to stop them from learning. But for Rishonim Lo Haya Yetzirah Shalit Lahem, And by the first luchos, there was no yetzahar shalit on them. Kama memedrash amar no. Kishamar anochi. When Hashem said anochi, Hashem alakecha, nikva Torah belibam. The Torah was set in their hearts. So kishamar liyelacha. When he said the second dibur, neka yetzaram ilibam. The yetzahar was uprooted from their hearts. Zoshin and Yalkuts of Yeshua, Mishan and Ishtabra Luchos, once the Luchos were broken, Nigzar Lehem, Sheyomadu Torah Mitochat Chak. It was Nigzar and then they should learn Torah from under pressure. Mitoch Tirf Hadas, and with so many things confusing, being mevabble them. Mitoch Kach Skorokof Umuchbo, and through that their Skor will be much doubled and quadrupled. Velam Haba, Shinema, he ne Skoro Ito Fulas Olefanov. The schar will be with him for their work. The daresh mehachkra, the schar kafu muchpo, schar that will be doubled and quadrupled. V'nei, but Moshe Rabbeinu huchsa hakol kimikodem. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he got everything back like it was at the first luchos. That's why he had to shine on his face. Mishamachi lo hayashachiach limudi. He wouldn't forget his learning. V'imkein lechaora hayamak, lechaora hayamakom. There would have been a place laomer. To someone, for someone who wants to say Shiyomer, that he should say Shiyechzer lo aschar kafel mechupel. He should not have the schar doubled and quadrupled. Shiyitlu shar tzadikim, that other tzadikim will take alom dem v'shokchim, that learn and forget v'lom dem mitoch adchak, and learn under pressure the tir of hadas and v'gir rabba. They should get much more schar than Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu had it so easy. V'zeh Hashem Asayim HaMedrash, kol ha'hoch anotal. All this hold that Moshe took, hakol mimatan schar, that's like the interest. Because yitlu atzadikim scharan lo'olam haba, the tzadikim, other tzadikim get their schar lo'olam haba, also shah, at that time, who knows the schar, Moshe will get his schar also, shenem ine schar ito, ufulas olifanav. Pirish, the yitol haschar kofol, he'll get his doubled, quadrupled schar, kishari atzadikim. Umevil hachkra, the mehachkra gufei hu, the darshinan, and it brings this pasuk, because it's from this pasuk that we darshin the yitlu schar kofol. So they'll get double schar. V'atam, the Moshe Rabbeinu Yog, and the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is getting the schar like everybody else, even though he got it so easy, because the Moshe Rabbeinu Yoga b'arboim hayom, because Moshe Rabbeinu toiled in those 40 days, kol Moshe b'metzias anushi lios miyage atzma, as much as anyone could possibly toil in his in the al haTorah on the Torah in his whole life. V'nimtza gam hu zocha la'oidei giyaso. What Moshe received at the end of the 40 days, that the Torah was given to him as a matana, was through also through tremendous yigia. Ukvar amru chazal she'atayre nikreis al shemo. The Torah is written on his name. Ukemosha amar akasav zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. Mishem she'nasa nafsho alav, because he gave his life for it. Avanasam she'yaga b'mesiris nefesh, that he toiled with mesiris nefesh. Ha'yoseh gedola, that is the most physically possible she'ish b'metzias koach anushi bolam, that a human being is capable of doing. Mishamachi zocha gam hu, gam has chayakofel. Therefore, he gets the chayakofel just like all the other tzaddikim.